This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. President Bush meets with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today. Abbas wants the administration to lean on Israel to stop building West Bank settlements. Talks between Israel and the Palestinians have bogged down since a November meeting that produced a so-called roadmap to peace. The meeting today is part of a larger Middle East effort by Bush. He met with Jordan's King Abdullah yesterday. He'll go to the region next month. He plans to visit Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. Elsewhere in the Middle East, the general most closely tied to Bush's Iraq strategy is moving up. Top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, will be promoted to run Central Command. It's a big job that oversees all the military across the Middle East and Central Asia. Petraeus was sent to Iraq to implement the so-called surge, which sent around 30,000 more troops to Iraq. Speaking of generals, later this hour, we'll take a closer look at the controversy over a Pentagon campaign to influence military analysts on the airwaves. Police arrested several protesters during the Olympic torch relay in Australia's capital, Canberra, but the torch made it through okay. Kathy Harper has the story.
The Australian leg of the torch relay had already been shortened by authorities due to fears of scenes that greeted the torch in Athens, London, Paris and San Francisco. The 11-mile route was lined with security fences and hundreds of police. Police estimated as many as 10,000 China supporters and 2,000 Tibet supporters converged on Canberra. Many of the China supporters were Chinese students studying in Australia who had organised special bus trips from other cities. There were scuffles between opposing protesters early on in the relay and five people were arrested. Later, a protester managed to get through security and sat down cross-legged in front of one of the torchbearers. The protester was arrested and the relay wasn't disrupted. The torch's next destination is Nagano in Japan.
That's Kathy Harper reporting. Tough times for California farmers. A cold snap is hurting crops. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ is in Modesto.
Unseasonably cold overnight temperatures generated frost, which affected orchards and vineyards. Sutter County Agriculture Commissioner Mark Quisenberry says a number of farmers have lost their entire crop of prunes.
25 to 100% loss, depending on what pocket you were in when that 29-degree temperature hit. But we also have damage to late varieties of walnuts, peaches.
Frost damage appears to have affected wine grape vineyards. A spokesman for Allied Grape Growers says some members report light damage, but others say more than half their crop may have been lost. Agriculture commissioners say it may be the middle of next month before monetary damages can be assessed.
That was Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ. One California crop is rice. Now Sam's Club and Costco are putting limits on how much you can buy. We'll have more on that in our next hour. That is your news for the moment. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark.